Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Countries across the globe shut their borders to Britain on Monday due to fears about a highly infectious new coronavirus strain. Canada has become the latest country to halt flights from the UK following the discovery of the new variant. UK government officials imposed a Tier 4 lockdown in London and southeastern England and tightened restrictions for all of England. Two passengers aboard a Delta flight on Monday forced open the cabin door and exited the plane via an emergency slide at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The passengers, an unidentified man and woman, were on flight 462, which was bound for Atlanta when they exited the plane while it was taxiing. The report did not indicate if the couple were arrested. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on the Big Island erupted Sunday night and shot a steam and ash cloud into the atmosphere that lasted about an hour. It was followed by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake at its epicenter located beneath the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President-elect Joe Biden and his wife got the COVID-19 vaccine Monday.
There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot. So is Jill. She's had her shot earlier today.
President-elect Joe Biden's comments after he received the COVID-19 vaccine in a televised appearance from a Delaware hospital. President-elect Biden also saying,
I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The COVID-19 vaccines teach our bodies to develop immunity without us having to get the illness. Lawmakers on Monday night approved a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and sent it to President Trump for his signature. The legislation authorizes $600 stimulus checks for people who earn less than $75,000 per year and an extra $600 payment per child. The bill also contains a weekly unemployment insurance supplement of $300. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Trump legal team files more petitions with the Supreme Court Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki fills this in.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures expunge what he calls fraudulent election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In order to prove voter fraud, the Trump legal team has requested inspection of Dominion voting machines in swing states. The request has been rejected by the governors, adding to the lack of transparency and belief of voter fraud carried by tens of millions of Americans. Big upset last night as Monday Night Football completed Week 15 in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Chad Robichaud is with us. Good to be talking to him again. It's been a bit. The former Force Recon Marine with 8 deployments to Afghanistan as part of the Joint Special Operations Command Task Force after overcoming his own battles with PTSD. Chad founded the Mighty Oaks Foundation, a nonprofit serving military communities with faith-based combat trauma and resiliency programs. And we're here to talk about his book that's now gone to paperback, An Unfair Advantage, Victory in the Midst of Battle. Chad, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you, family, everybody, Kathy, staying out of trouble?
Yeah, we're good. We just relocated our family back to Texas, where we kind of started Mighty Oaks, and being more centrally located in the United States. And so it's good to be back in Texas.
Yeah, exactly, especially with Texas now talking about that, you know, with all the craziness going on with the rest of the country, they're about to say sayonara to the rest of the United States.
We're still holding hope that we can pull it all together and the president stays in the White House.
Exactly. Yeah, speaking of which, the president himself gave you a shout-out. Says, thank you for sharing your story. I extend my personal gratitude to you for your distinguished and steadfast service to our country. A great book. You impressed him.
Yeah, that was such an honor to get an endorsement from the president and have him look at the book. And in addition to the last 4 years, you work hand in hand with him and the administration to bring the faith-based solutions back into the DOD and VA policy and legislation. And it's just been an incredible time. And it's one of the things we just hope he stays in so we can keep moving that forward and not go backwards.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? I mean, I appreciate you being open about your involvement with this administration and giving some counsel to the president and this administration on, you know, DOD policies.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I could take you a little back in history a little bit, 2001, President Bush signed an executive order we call the Opportunity and Faith Initiative, which allowed faith-based programs and community programs to work with the VA and DOD to help with, you know, during the early times of the war on terror, guys struggling with suicide and PTSD, things like that. And those programs thrived under the Bush administration. In 2009, President Obama signed an executive order, and it won't let Joe Biden off the hook. He was vice president at the time. They signed an executive order to overturn that, and they removed faith programs and community programs out of the VA and DOD, and it really left it only the clinical programs. When they signed that in 2009, the suicide rate was 16 a day. They spent billions of dollars and about 1,500 new clinical programs, and the problems got worse. Went from 16 a day to 22 suicides a day during the first 4 years of that. And so in 2016, I was privileged to be in a town hall, and I was selected of one of 6 veterans that could ask candidate Trump any question that they wanted. And that was my question. I thought the most important thing I could ask him was, if he became president, would he overturn that, bring faith-based programs back into the VA and DOD? And he answered me yes, and we were able to follow up beyond that. And much more than follow-up. He actually signed an executive order, putting it back in place, signed a Prevents Initiative, which is the president's roadmap to empower veterans in the natural tragedy of veteran suicide. Right. We got to include faith programs in there. And since, you know, the last 4 years, we've been implementing policy, changing policy, putting legislation in place to bring faith solutions back to our veterans and give them the care they deserve and give them the choice that they deserve.
How are the numbers now, Chad?
The most recent numbers, which are, you know, still about 2 years old, are at 20 a day. You know, we won't see the results of what the president's done in this administration right away. It takes because the implementation process has been so difficult, particularly with Congress.
Yes.
You know, Congress, you know, that's everything they can to obstruct the president and anything he does. So so I can tell you that about 7 months ago, we started implementing this at the VA level. Working, I personally have been working with Deputy Secretary of the VA, Pam Powers, on the implementation of this. And so it's really scary to know that if this doesn't go, this administration changes out, that we won't be able to go forward with this because we already know what the other administration would do.
Exactly.
I can say that the current suicide rate on active duty with the lockdowns has increased by 30%. So since lockdowns, we have a 30% increase in active duty suicide rates. I'm sure you know the suicide hotline is up 1,000%
right now. Exactly.
And so, you know, COVID restrictions when it comes to mental health has made everything worse.
Well, President Trump insightfully and wisely admonished the nation. He says, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And it's almost like, in spite of what the president's wisdom, what he stated, it had to be ignored because you've got the numbers of people, the oppositional forces that, just for being, you know, resistors, what they have done and who they've put at risk, you know, our heroes, our modern day heroes, they've put at risk, not to mention the rest of the citizenry for the sake of politics instead of, you know, good policy, which makes for good politics, right?
That's right. I mean, we're talking about, you know, when it comes to everyday Americans, you know, the president said it right away, and you just said it, you know, the solution can't be worse than the problem itself, or the cure can't be worse than the problem. And we are seeing these numbers in COVID, these COVID numbers are obviously inflated. They're not accurate. I mean, you look at a county like San Diego County, and they say they only had 26 influenza cases this season.
Right, exactly.
It's ridiculous. When normally they have 18,000 every year, but all of a sudden this year they have 26 cases. I mean, so numbers are inflated, but even if the numbers aren't inflated, the numbers we need to be looking at is the numbers like suicide and domestic violence and kids that aren't able to, you know, get education and go to school and the millions of Americans that are being impacted in their livelihoods and not able to pay for their homes and buy groceries for their children. I mean, these are the real issues that we're facing. I mean, COVID obviously is a real thing. It's been politicized and been weaponized
right,
to try to steal the election.
The other part of what you're talking about here, Chad, is just that, you know, as human beings, we want to have this sense of purpose that we're producers. And boy, I'll tell you, you want to frustrate the holy what have you out of people, take away their ability to be productive on behalf of themselves and their family members. And this is what's going on, sadly. As you said, this disease has been weaponized. It is injuring everyday Americans. And it's disgusting as to what's going on. And don't get me started on the idiocy of some of the, you know, the bureaucracy in that. And this is why, like you, I've supported Donald Trump so vigorously because, you know, he's been the champion of the people and he's a true chief executive officer. I've been around CEOs all my life. And you know a true CEO when you see him. And unfortunately, in the realm of politics, they don't know a CEO, as my mother would say, from Shinola. And you know the other part, because she was pretty straight up. You know, gotta love this woman, man. She told you just like it was. But you know what I'm talking about. And but look what the president did. I mean, you know, even going into this year, and then, you know, we get hit with COVID, and he does Operation Warp Speed. And people said, you know, they laughed at him. They said, you're absurd. There's no way you're going to do it that fast. This is a 5 to 8 year project. And here in less than a year, we're able to deliver vaccines for people so that we can, you know, defeat COVID.
Yeah, I mean, they laugh at him at a lot of things because they can't grasp the capability of getting things accomplished because they've been stuck in D.C. their whole lives, and they intentionally, you know, have stonewalled things. I mean,
exactly.
This is why, you know, I was just asked recently, why would Iran, Russia, and China interfere with our election? Well, for profit.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Hey, Chad, we got to go to break. Let's pick that up when we come back here, okay? More from Chad after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
19 minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Chad Robichaux continues with us. We're talking about his book, An Unfair Advantage, Victory in the Midst of Battle. But before we pick up on the book itself, Chad, I wanted you to finish your thought in terms of, you know, people's question. And I think it's a good question. At least they're asking the question, you know, why would China be interested? Of course, it's all about profit. I mean, it's that old saying, follow the money. There's nothing new under the sun, is there?
No, no, it's not. I mean, this is. I don't understand how people are confused by it. It's common sense. It's just simple. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is China benefits from President Trump being out of office.
Exactly.
And so does Russia, and so does Iran. Mm-hmm. And these are not friends of the United States. These are enemies of the United States, both in the economic space and the global space of power, mm-hmm. and both of those fronts, and they are at a disadvantage with President Trump in office, and they want him out, and they want Joe Biden in.
Yeah.
And they were involved in this election. Mm-hmm. And I think the DNI report that comes out tomorrow, the Director of National Intelligence report that comes out and goes to the president tomorrow, mm-hmm. is going to reflect that they interfere with this election.
Chad, as a warrior, what you laid out here, I mean, the opposition is amongst us, and we have people that we thought are on our own team, the supposed patriots, elected officials, and they have sided with these antithetical forces, the communist Chinese and socialists, and they're part and parcel to bring this nation down, all for the greater, in their estimation, the greater objective, which is a one-world government.
Right, and that corruption, and those people who are aligning with, aligning with China and these other globalists are not just one party. They're not just Democrats. I mean, we see lots of Republicans right now who their true colors are coming out because they're forced to pick a side, and they're picking the side of the enemy.
Well, don't you love that about Donald Trump?
This is a battle between good and evil.
Exactly. Don't you love that about Donald Trump? That's what I keep saying. He has been the single most exposing agent in recent memory, hasn't he?
He does. I mean, he forces them to show their true colors.
Yeah.
I mean, and people that you didn't think, that you never thought, they played it. They played it off very well. I mean, you got Mitch McConnell.
Right.
I mean, disgusting. Yeah. The words that came out of his mouth this week.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
The governor and secretary of state of Georgia. Their actions are despicable, totally un-American.
Mm-hmm.
And when they want to silence the truth of the American people, silence the president, the truth of the truth and the voice of the president of the United States and the American people,
mm-hmm.
It forces you to ask those questions. What are you hiding?
Yeah, exactly.
You're definitely hiding something.
And you got the establishment media, you've got corporate America, you've got big tech, that because of the people of America and our country, they wouldn't be where they are. And, and what they have perpetrated upon the citizens of this country, you say it is disgusting. So what's the battle plan here, Chad, in an unfair advantage? I mean, we know we're at war here. So what's our battle plan?
Well, an unfair advantage is the advantage that we have when we are in a relationship with Christ and living life the way God intended us to live. I mean, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world around us. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. When we know that God's on the throne,
mm-hmm.
and we are in a tough times in this world, and if you look at the media, you look at the world around you, you automatically, I mean, the safe assumption that a reasonable person would make is that we're losing.
Yeah.
But the truth is that we're not losing because God ultimately's will reign in this earth and in eternity.
Yes.
And when we realize that, and we come into a relationship with Christ and accept that, and accept His will for our lives, and go out and do the hard work too, but have the have the assurance that we will find victory,
mm-hmm.
living the lives that God created us to live. You know, we have an unfair advantage.
Right.
And that's what the book's about. The book's about my story in Afghanistan through life, the hardships that I faced, the successes I've had, but mostly the failures that I've had,
mm-hmm.
and finding victory in my own battles in my life through coming into a relationship with Christ and intentionally aligning my life with the life that I believe I was created to live.
Yeah, and you have an incredible story here, and you know from what you speak, I mean, it's something that no one can take away. This is your story, your experience with Christ, and how it changed your life, the trajectory of your life, and your family's as well, right?
Yeah, in addition, it manifested the purpose of my life, which was to, I believe, is to share what I discovered with others particularly other veterans. You know, after 8 deployments in Afghanistan and struggling with PTSD and attempts to take my own life through suicide and all these things that I faced, so many other veterans, as we talked about, are struggling. And I felt like a burden was put on my heart by God to share what I discovered with others, and started Mighty Oaks Foundation 10 years ago. I've spoken to 150,000 active duty troops and bases around the world on resiliency and spiritual resiliency and through all the branches of the military. And we run recovery programs for PTSD and suicide ideations. We run 30 camps a year. I've had 4,000 graduates come through our programs and pay for everything, including their travel. And so it's been a, you know, really a manifestation of not just paying it forward, but ultimately I feel my purpose and what God created me to do at this season of my life is
to share
the solution to this problem.
When you pause for a second and you consider just your story, you could have easily been one of the 20 on a daily basis that have committed suicide. And then you come out of this, and I'm sure that was probably one of the first things you asked God is, you know, why?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I certainly was spared by God. I think giving me the intuition to not go forward and then the intervening by my wife, keeping me from killing myself. And then the mentorship by, you know, some people from my local community and local church that mentored me and got me forward. And it was a very clear moment on the other side of this thing that, you know, it was like if I had been dying of cancer and somebody gave me a cure, I didn't want to pay it forward or share it. I felt obligated to.
Right.
And I've committed my life to doing that since. And I tell you, when we help veterans at Mighty Oaks Foundation, in the work that we do the same thing. We're not just helping them and telling them, hey, we're trying to help you get well. We tell them, no, we're trying to put you in a position to help the next guy, to pay it forward, to be part of the solution. And the model that, you know, that we find in the Bible of that is discipleship, not just sharing what we know with others, but teaching them how to do the same.
Right.
And that's how it's grown the way it has, and it has the success it's had.
Yeah. Well, as you point out in the book, An Unfair Advantage, the battle continues, whether it's in Afghanistan or the streets anywhere in the USA, anywhere in the world, because we know that it is a battle between good and evil. It really is that simple. Well, Chad, you're awesome, as always, buddy. I just so appreciate your heart. I appreciate what God's doing in your life and with your family and with the fellow soldiers who are on the team, and the support that you have with the Mighty Oaks Foundation. How can people be in touch and be a part of the solution with you?
Well, if any veterans or spouses, active duty veterans, spouses, first responders are listening and would like to, you know, that kind of support and help we're talking about, the programs are all free. We even pay for travel. We go to bases and speak. We fly veterans out to our ranches for our programs. Get on our website, mightyoaksprograms.org, and just apply. And then while it's free to our warriors, it's not free to us. It costs us about $2,500 to get someone through our program. And so we just lean on a grateful nation of Americans who believe in what we do and want to support. So especially at the end of the year, we have so many applications rolling in. And we're about to kick off 2021 and get veterans through our program. So you can also go to mightyoaksprograms.org to support. And then my book, An Unfair Advantage, is available, you know, anywhere you'd buy books.
And we'll link it on our website as well, Chad. He's a former Forest Recon Marine, pro MMA fighter, yes, and author of said book, An Unfair Advantage, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Chad, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family and everybody on the team with Mighty Oaks. We can't thank you enough for all the great work you're doing. God bless you.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's buying a home or just saving for a rainy day, setting financial goals can feel overwhelming at any stage of life. That's why Bank of America launched a new digital experience to help clients easily define and make progress toward their goals. Bank of America Life Plan helps clients prioritize short and long-term financial goals, breaks them down into attainable milestones, and adjusts as life changes. Bank of America's Eve Varner.
Life Plan tracks progress toward your goals while also helping to navigate the next step. This latest digital experience from Bank of America offers insights tailored to your unique financial needs by sharing tips, providing resources, and connecting you with financial specialists along the way.
Available in both English and Spanish, clients can access Life Plan through Bank of America's mobile and online banking platforms. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/lifeplan.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Countries across the globe shut their borders to Britain on Monday due to fears about a highly infectious new coronavirus strain. Canada has become the latest country to halt flights from the UK following the discovery of the new variant. UK government officials imposed a Tier 4 lockdown in London and southeastern England and tightened restrictions for all of England. Two passengers aboard a Delta flight on Monday forced open the cabin door and exited the plane via an emergency slide at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The passengers, an unidentified man and woman, were on flight 462, which was bound for Atlanta when they exited the plane while it was taxiing. The report did not indicate if the couple were arrested. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano on the Big Island erupted Sunday night and shot a steam and ash cloud into the atmosphere that lasted about an hour. It was followed by a 4.4 magnitude earthquake at its epicenter located beneath the volcano. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with the Americas. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. All the info that you need to know is right there. You know, it's no surprise that the kitchen is the heart of the home, right? And while this holiday season may look a little different for many, there are still ways to stay connected through food, technology, and more. Well, our food and lifestyle expert, Whitney Bond, is going to be joining us to share ways to optimize your time in order to connect with loved ones over the holidays in new and creative ways. She can discuss how families can still bond through cooking together using smart technology in the kitchen, share holiday recipes that are great to create together virtually, and how frontline workers are getting a taste of home by connecting with their family over their favorite home-cooked meals. Whitney Bond, food and lifestyle expert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Isn't this a great time of year? I love this time of year. Regarded, we muck COVID. We're not going to let COVID get in the way of our holiday spirit and all the fun that we can have in the kitchen. That's just my attitude. Is that okay?
Oh, my gosh, Bill. I feel the exact same way. So we are on the same page here.
Well, this is why we should be talking right now and sharing, you know, this enthusiasm and this joy with our audience. Well, this year's holiday traditions, as I said, you know, looking a little bit different, but that doesn't mean to be in any way to construe that it should be worse. In fact, if you're creative and you've got the right attitude, like we're trying to project here right now, this could be your best Christmas ever. And that's what we want. Right, Whitney?
Yes, I totally agree with you, Bill. You know, sometimes during the holiday season, you're not able to see everyone because everyone's so spread out. Maybe there's bad weather. But now you can all connect virtually, which is what I love.
Yes. So let's talk about new traditions that we'll be implementing with family and friends in this virtual holiday environment.
Yeah. So my family, every year since I was a little girl, we made the same sugar cookie recipe, and we cut them into festive shapes, and we decorate them and put some sprinkles on top. And this year, we're keeping that tradition alive, but just in a new way. So we'll be virtually making these cookies with my family members from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco and everywhere in between. We'll all be Zooming together and decorating these beautiful sugar cookies and adding some extra sprinkles because it's 2020 and we could all use a few extra sprinkles on top. So
exactly.
It's a fun way to get everyone from the kids to older adults involved and make something that, you know, is a traditional holiday activity and making it virtual.
Yeah, exactly. And even though it's virtual, because you're participating in it, so you get the odor, all the good smelling, you know, odoriferous cookie smells as everybody gets together on Zooming Christmas cookies together. How much fun is that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is going to be a blast. I'm so excited to see my nieces that are anywhere from 2 to 6 years old, you know, over there decorating their Christmas cookies and adding their little, you know, flair, their two-year-old flair to the cookies virtually this year.
Exactly. Well, lots of smart technology available, such as smart kitchen devices, right? And, of course, with all that, it really means that we've got to make sure our Internet connection is as strong as possible this holiday season, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And doing these virtual cooking parties, I definitely recommend moving your modem somewhere close to the kitchen so you have no uninterrupted moments on your Zoom calls. Cox High-Speed Internet really makes that easy because it's so reliable, fast, and you can connect with all of your family members without worrying about any uninterrupted moments during this cookie-making process.
You know, as you mentioned, you know, for you and your family, it's the sugar cookies, the traditional sugar cookies, and I'm sure there's other recipes. And, you know, and everybody, you know, when you talk about Christmas recipes for the season and, you know, whether it's sugar cookies or maybe even it's a drink, you know, we used to have a tradition in our family where my dad would make us all punchy, not the one that was spiked, but without the spike in it. And that was traditional. And in fact, the other day I happened to go in a store and they happened to have punchy there. And I couldn't help but think of my dad, who has since passed. He would have been 98 last week. And so, you know, these kind of recipes and special smells and things that we share in the holiday just really add, you know, add measure to the tradition and appreciation for family, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. Whatever your family tradition is, I highly recommend keeping it alive this holiday season. Maybe you just alter it a little bit, and instead of maybe a whole turkey, you make a turkey breast. You know, that's what we did at Thanksgiving. We tend to stick with the turkey at the holidays also, and so we'll be making a smaller turkey breast this year, but you can still have those same flavors of the things that you grew up on, but just in a little bit smaller portion.
Yep, exactly. We're talking with food and lifestyle expert Whitney Bond, and talking about how you can make the most of this season in the kitchen, connecting in creative ways, and, of course, keeping those special family traditions, especially when it comes to cooking and these special recipes. Well, let's keep them alive and keep passing them on. And as you said in your household, you got a two-year-old that's now coming into the tradition. And can you imagine what those two-year-olds are going to be experiencing, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, huh, because of what happened in 2020?
Yeah, absolutely. I think about my nieces and how, you know, their lives are going to be so different because they grew up in this time. It really, you know, doesn't faze them to wear a mask because that's just what they're used to now.
Right.
But they're making the most of it, you know, and they bring me so much joy. I FaceTime with them or we Zoom call on such a regular basis. And I've actually feel like I've gotten to see them more this year than I would have because they're spread out all across the country. And so it's actually really been a blessing this year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with holiday traditions looking a little different, as we said, you know, there's some people, like essential workers, frontline healthcare workers and others, that may not have the time they used to have for cooking. So what advice do you have for them?
Yeah, so for essential workers, frontline workers, you know, in between your shifts, I highly recommend connecting with your friends and your family members. And for those that are friends and family members of an essential worker, one thing that I've started doing during these times where I'm not maybe able to see people in person and cook for them like I usually do, I actually use different apps to deliver their favorite meal or their favorite treat from a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
It really brings so much joy to people when it's unexpected and, you know, they've just gotten home after a long shift and you send them some Thai food or their favorite pizza place and have it delivered. It's just a small gesture that can mean a lot this holiday season. Those essential and frontline workers.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also of, you know, the neighbors. You know, you have people that you haven't seen. Maybe they've been locked up for a while, and maybe you see them through the window, and they throw you a wave and that sort of thing. And it's just, it's been really, really hard, especially on them, because we deal with that loneliness. I mean, we're designed to interact with people, even the introverts, you know, like to interact with people every once in a while. So we've missed our fellow human and, you know, little outreaches like what you're talking about. And I think of those, you know, those that are elderly, that are home and, you know, unable to see their grandchildren, you know, because of, you know, because of the conditions of dealing with this pandemic and all. And so whatever you can do to reach out to them, like you said, even if it's, hey, you're baking an extra batch of cookies and, you ring the bell and dash, and instead of leaving something awful at the front step, you're leaving something that smells really good that can bless them for the holiday season. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the ding and dash idea. I actually just celebrated a birthday, mm-hmm. and I had three different friends leave flowers and desserts on my front porch
and then text me
and say, go check your front porch. And it was so sweet and just so thoughtful. And I think if we can do things like that for our frontline workers, essential workers, that, you know, maybe someone elderly, like you said, a neighbor or grandparent, leave something for them just so that they know that people are thinking about them this holiday season. Cox actually has an amazing campaign called the Full of Love campaign, where they deliver a meal from a family member directly to an essential worker safely at their job so they can get a little taste of home this holiday season. And that means so much to me. I have a best friend who's a travel nurse, and as soon as the pandemic hit, she went to New York City, and then she's been in Arizona and California helping wherever she's needed in the COVID units, and she hasn't been able to see friends or family this entire year. So I think just reaching out to people like that regularly and letting them know that you're thinking about them this holiday season really goes a long way.
Whitney Bond, where can viewers go? Where can our listeners go for more information?
Cox.com/connected cooking. We'll have everything you need to learn about smart kitchens, connecting this holiday season, and my family's sugar cookie recipe.
You got it. Thanks, Whitney. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez.
With the kids jingle belling and their...
Yeah, in spite of COVID. We mock COVID, huh? That's the way it is. I mean, look at... this is our holiday, and nothing is going to interfere with it, regardless of what's going on with, you know, all the wackiness with the elections and stuff. This is family time. This is a time for Christmas. It's a holy day, a time for us to think about the gift that keeps on giving, literally. And look, it's up to us individually. You know, one heart at a time to cherish this holiday and make the most of it. And this is why we appreciate Samantha Mao, who comes on, you know, regularly to talk about these viral videos that you can see for yourself, whatever we don't get to. And if maybe even if you find yourself just having a down moment, go to BillMartinezShow.com and go to Sam's Corner and just, you know, have some fun. Just listen to everyday stories from everyday people that are touching hearts across the country. Hey, Sam, good to have you with us. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about this first one. This really touched my heart. I was able to have, you know, when my son turned 21, we went out and, you know, and I think I did it just with all the sons, but especially the youngest is the, you know, the most recent memory where we were able to go out and have his first official drink at the age of 21, and, you know, and so it was, that's a real special moment. It's a real bonding moment, I believe, between fathers and sons. But this first story is touching, where you've got a father who died 6 years ago, and one of the things he leaves his son is $10 to buy him his first beer when he turned 21.
That's right. So Matt Goodman, that's the name of the young man who just turned 21 and celebrated his 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. His father passed away from cancer when he was 15 years old. And before he passed away, his dad decided to give Matt's sister a $10 bill, and he told her to use the money on Matt's 21st birthday to buy him his first beer.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of thing, I always think about whenever somebody passes away like that and has the chance to think about, have the foresight. I remember, because, you know, when people pass away, suddenly they don't get to make those kind of arrangements. Mm-hmm. So as sad as it is when somebody passes away from something like cancer,
right,
it does give them the chance to be thoughtful and tie up things like this for their family. And I just think about how special of an opportunity that is. And seeing Matt get
first beer with his sister, which I think is sweet that he, like, that his dad gave it, the money to his sister also, yeah. instead of just giving it directly to Matt, mm-hmm. he gave it to her so she could buy it for him. Mm-hmm. So it's more coming from him, and I just, I think it's a very special story, and, yeah. you know, I can just imagine his dad kind of looking down from heaven and being proud of that moment. His son has his first beer. I'm sure he'll always remember it.
And he'll always remember that his dad bought him his first drink.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think
how,
it's wonderful.
How cool is that? No, great, great story. And, you know, it reminds me, like you say, look, we don't know how we're going to pass, you know, how that's going to happen. Sometimes suddenly, maybe you get a little bit of a warning. It reminds me of a dear friend I played racquetball with, and we golfed together. And one day after having dinner with a few of his colleagues, they were back in the office, and somehow the question came, you know, if it was your option, you know, if you had a choice, would you want to go suddenly or would you want to have a warning? And Paul says, well, you know, I'd like to have a warning, you know, like 6 months. That way I could get my affairs in order and, you know, do these kind of things, you know, thinking about your kid having money set aside for their first drink or whatever it was. And it was amazing. And Paul was such an incredible guy. He's an incredible athlete, just an uncanny sense of humor. He's hysterical. And no sooner had he answered that question, he fell off his chair. And the gals thought that he was kidding. Well, he was gone, just like that.
Okay.
No sooner had he finished that line, he was gone. And that's to say, you know, we just don't know. We don't know the end of our time. We know that God does, but we don't. And sometimes it can happen, you know, that suddenly. But in this particular case where this father had some warning and could do some planning like this, there's touching. But, you know, I know for Paul's family and for his kids that they have memories. I mean, I have memories of this crazy guy. He was such a character. And I could fill up our whole segment just with, you know, Paul LaPrairie, you know, anecdotal stories, because he was such a fun guy and kind of a guy's guy. He was a jock, and, you know, so guys all related to him. And you know, and being the way jocks are, I mean, they, you know, they know how to pick on you, and they know, you know, how to, you know, pull that thread that's going to get your attention. And he did it in a fun sort of way, not a mean-spirited way. So that's why people really appreciated him. This next story is anonymous person pays off $65,000 worth of layaway items at a Tennessee Walmart. Whoa, Merry Christmas, huh?
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, having, when you have stuff on layaway, that just means you're not ready to pay for it yet. You just don't have, you know, it's not a chance that you'd like to set this aside. So this is people who really need the help, usually.
Exactly.
Paying this money. And, you know, this is in Bristol, Tennessee. And, it, you know, it's just like you said, I just thought it's worth mentioning there's $65,000. I would love to have that kind of money one day. And I think all of us could just go in and maybe pay off, you know, not all of us, but there's some of us who could go by and just pay off one person's layaway, just make one person's day special.
Right.
And I think the amazing part of it is that the person decided to do it anonymously. They just said it was in Christ's name.
Wow, very cool.
Can you imagine having that kind of money? And
you see, the thing is, but what we have, though, Sam, is so much more than money that people will not realize. I mean, you know, sometimes we look at money as it, and I hear your heart. I know what you mean by that, because I think all of us, I mean, we're encouraged and inspired by people who have this, but I want to encourage people that may not have $65,000 would do this, but they'd be surprised. I mean, because I hear stories tonight where people just said, you know, they gave me time. They acknowledged me. And you can't, that's priceless. You can't pay for that. You know, and for the right moment in time to offer a smile and be kind to someone, and especially this holiday season, because this is a time, you know, for you know, peace on earth and joy to all, and you know, love and consideration of your fellow man. And I think more so than ever, because of all that we've been dealing with this past year and what we continue to deal with, it's that in spite of you know, some of the aggression and maybe some of the mean-spirited, you know, junk that's out there right now, you know, all it takes is a second of just being kind, just being a little bit different, and standing out and doing something special.
you know, if you're a neighbor, somebody you don't know that's an absolute stranger, and you do it, you know, if you can do it anonymously or whatever it is, it's not for any one person to get a credit. It's just the idea that, hey, look, we're in this journey of life together. And for our fellow journeyman or journeywoman or however you want to pronoun the thing so that you're politically correct and you're not offending anybody, you know, my goodness, let's just be kind. Huh? What do you think?
I think that's great. And, you know, it was kind of when you're talking about that, I was thinking about the simple things like what happened, like the story we discussed last week where at Dairy Queen, there was 900 people in a row. It ended up being 900 in a row that paid for each other's meals, all because one person started it off paying for someone's meal. I just think, what an amazing idea. You know, this is such a simple way to do that. And, I love that kind of stuff, and I think we all have the opportunity every day. Even if it's not with money, you can open a door. You can, you know, you don't have to have money to be kind and take a moment. It could be a simple smile or maybe a word of encouragement to somebody. I think that everybody could use that these days. It has been a rough year for people around the world. So.
Right, exactly. Maybe even surrender your parking space at the shopping mall. Instead
That's
of diving
true.
Into
yes.
it, maybe, you know, just a little bit of kindness. Why not? This next story involves a former gang member. Wow, what a comeback here. He, you know, from gang member to Missouri Teacher of the Year.
That's right. So Derek Cockrell, he used to be a Crip gangster. Yep. That means the 2021 Teacher of the Year used to be in a gang. And so, you know, he was born to a drug addicted mother who had six kids by the age of 16. His father was murdered when he was four.
Wow.
And he was in and out of the foster care system not long after his sixth birthday. I mean, it was a tough life for him starting off. And he said, you know, that there was different people who kind of looked out after him while he was growing up. And he lived at a boys' home near his middle school. And a worker there was named Ken. And Ken ended up having a huge impact on his life. And Darian, after meeting him, it was like he saw the potential in him. And it turned him around. And, you know, he went from being part of a gang to being Teacher of the Year, which to me, to be able to turn yourself around like that. And then, you know, like we said, people don't become teachers to make a huge amount of money. They become teachers because it's something. I mean, you can earn a living, but you do that because that's something you're passionate about, something you care about. And you know, I wonder how many people's hearts could be changed at that young age by people like Ken.
Yeah, it's not about a huge amount of money, but it's about a huge amount of impact on you know, little kids and, you know, people that you have the opportunity to educate and share your knowledge and make them curious so that they continue with their curiosity to become, you know, wholesome human beings and contributors to, you know, themselves, their family, and their community. More stories include a 93-year-old veteran who's whittling walking sticks to raise money for a local food pantry. Great story. Man releases free Amazon for buying local tool that lets customers shop local small businesses. A son invents an app to stop a father with PTSD from having night terrors, and it's available to all veterans. Some great stories here at Sam's Corner. Go to BillMartinezShow.com for all the details. Sam, we appreciate you being here every week. You're awesome. Merry Christmas to you and the family, okay?
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks so much, Bill. Have a great week.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's MyPatriotSupply.com.